second round now, and our first performer is going to be John Lorenz. Oh, Lorenz, I'm sorry, John. Let's give John a warm welcome.
And then read a couple of things.
Okay. While John's getting set up, let me read the order here. Next, we're going to have Paul and Leslie, ergo canto. And then Wayne Martin will follow them. And then David Kellick, Brenda Assis, and last but not least, Ben Blum. And David's going to play with him as well.
So it seems like John McClane always inspires me. Yeah, I was trying to think of what to do, and I was really kind of touched by your song about Newtown. So I'm going to pull out something I haven't done for a while, which is a song where innocence meets experience in kind of a similar way, I suppose. At least it harks back to a much more innocent song, but then it goes someplace else, something I wrote a while back called Some Other Bus Stop. Like some silent lover who served you from over the counter, who sold you some trinkets or maybe a matchbox and candles, stood at the window as you slipped through the crowd without caution. I have followed you out more than once, maybe more often. Like any kind lover who never spoke over a whisper, thought that you heard him, or at least that you knew his intentions. From a glance or a touch, or the way that I held the door open, I have given my heart to you once, and maybe more often. And it spilled into every dark corner. So you sidestep your way to a bus stop that's calm though it's crowded. And your bus pulls away just ahead of the suicide bomber. You will hear on the TV tonight that it's happening more often. Now you croon to the cats as you sift through old black and white photos. And the evening is peaceful, or maybe it's only too quiet. As you huddle by candlelight, pinching the wax as it softens. I am pacing the pavement outside and will come here more often. Like some silent lover who could never be too close too often. Thank you.
Wow, John. Thank you.